For Kosovo's Prime Minister, former guerrilla leader Hashim Thaçi, independence is the fulfillment of a dream. After more than a century of rule from Serbia, Kosovo plans to become an independent state. Kosovar Albanians fled their homeland during the oppressive rule of Slobodan Milosevic in the 1990s, but now they're returning to celebrate. The overwhelming majority of Kosovo's population of 2 million people favor independence, a move backed by the United States and the major European powers. Political analyst Blerim Shala, in the capital of Pristina, says independence is long overdue.
Kosovo is ready to become an independent country, and we should underline once again that this is the end of the process of dissolution of the former Yugoslavia.
Independence is not what Kosovo's Serb minority wants. Serbs live mainly in isolated enclaves and in a small slice of territory in the north. They feel free to move about only with protection from NATO-led peacekeepers. Some 16,000 troops are stationed in Kosovo and plan to remain after independence. Kosovo is the historic center of Serbia's Orthodox Christian majority. Some of its treasured monasteries were built even before invading Turks drove Serbs out of Kosovo some 600 years ago. Serbian leaders in Belgrade say the independence declaration is illegal and violates the Security Council resolution that set up the United Nations administration in Kosovo. Serbia has a powerful ally in Russia, and Moscow has prevented the United Nations from taking a stand on independence. The plan for supervised independence provides guarantees for Kosovo's Serb minority and access to religious sites. But Serbia argues that territorial secession violates international law. Ruth Wedgwood is a law professor at Johns Hopkins University in Washington. She worries that Kosovo's independence may create a dangerous precedent.
Lawyers can slice and dice. They can distinguish cases. But it is true that when you do engage in any action, that others have to worry about what kind of precedent it will set.
Some European Union nations have their own restive minorities, notably in Cyprus, Romania, and Spain. They are not expected to quickly recognize the new state. But major EU countries such as Britain, Germany, and France are expected to offer quick recognition. And the United States also is a strong backer of independence. For its part, Serbia has already declared Kosovo's break with it null and void, but has indicated it will not take military action. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.